topic for today. This is our third session, people, on going through the Pajama Bosses Results Academy, which Lydia found on the internet, and I like the materials and I like the idea, and I'm hoping it's helping all of you guys as well. It's how to transform your business in 8 weeks. They put together a blitz program, but they also said you've got to learn the basic academy. It's basic, you know, what's going to make your business grow. So we've been doing 2 weeks of their 8-week program every Monday morning, with the exception of the oils, the essential oils. So this is our third week of that, and next Monday I will complete it. That will be the last two modules. So the two modules today are, week 5 was starting a new distributor right, and week 6 is never-ending improvement. So let's jump in and talk about those two topics, because they're critical, critical topics. In fact, the first one, starting a new distributor right, I think if you really wanted to redo the four core, right? What are the four core? Make a list, contact, invite, show the plan or show the products, and follow up and close, right? Those are the four core. But there's a fifth element to this business that's equal importance to any one of those four core, and that's called starting a distributor right. Starting a new distributor right. If you don't do that, then you're going to keep cycling and recycling people, because they got to get off on the right foot. So it's critically important for us to recognize the importance of that. And because we really have the attention span of somebody from 6 to 9 months, maybe a year, and if it doesn't work for them during that time period, typically you may not see them again. So, and some people, they even give you a shorter time frame of 3 months, but I think that's a little, most people would say, well, I wouldn't be making $10,000 at the end of 3 months. I don't usually deal with them. I'm really excited for them, and I say good luck, but that's not what Manatech's about. We're not a get-rich-quick scheme. And here's another thing for you guys to think about. When you think about your business and you're working with people, this is something I came across in one of their trainings, which is really, really something I've never used in talking to people. But if you look at the importance of patience and putting in the time and putting in the work for a period of 2 to 3 to 4 years, whatever it might take you to get the presidential, some of you, I always have so much joy when I see somebody walk across stage as presidential director when they've been at it for 10 years. That just brings me tremendous joy. Because you know why? They never gave up. And you know what? Here's a perspective for you guys all to recognize and use with people that you're working with. Network marketing, this industry, is an industry where we're taking a 40-year career and condensing it to 2.5 to 3 to 4 years, right? So that's why we need to have patience with what's going on in our business, because we're really trying to accomplish what most people don't even do in 40 years. We're trying to make it happen in a short period of time. So that's what network marketing is about. So understand that, because that residual income stream takes the replacement of a 40-year career, right? Yeah, and we don't want to go on the 40-40-40 plan, as we well know what that is. So keep that in mind. So starting a new distributor right is critically important that you are out there. And what are you doing with brand new distributors, right? The gal who's doing this training, she said, and here's her statistics, she says 99% of all network marketers forget about this step of starting a new distributor right. And one of the things when you kick off a brand new distributor, you know, you're trying to build into a 7-figure business. You need a long-term commitment on it, and that's when you get into this, you know, don't make a commitment for 3 months because you're condensing a 40-year career in this short period of time, so give yourself 2 to 5 years to get there, right? And every single thing they need to know is they need to know the compound effect of all of our decisions. And many of you understand the compound effect. You've read good books out there about the compound effect. Jim Rohn's got some writings out there. The Slight Edge is all about the compound effect. I think Darren Hardy has a book called The Compound Effect. Slight Edge is Olson's book. Who's wrote The Slight Edge? Jeff Olson, yeah. Jeff Olson's book. So there's a couple of great books out there that specifically talk about the compound effect. And what the compound effect is, that simple decisions and action create results. If you do them and you repeat them and you do them day in and day out, you may not see a result today or tomorrow or a month from now, but you'll see a result in 12 months. And the problem with most people is we're so much into immediate gratification. if we don't see immediate results. How do I know that's true? Because people, starting January 1st, the gym membership in this country will double in the first month. And by, I think it's something like March 15th, there's a date out there, that 80% of those memberships don't show up anymore. 80%. They say something like 50% end after 30 days. So you know right away that that's the short fuse with a lot of people. They have a short attention span. You know, if you go to the gym and you weigh yourself every day, you probably will quit going after 1 week or 2 weeks because you're not going to see improvement. But there is actual improvement going on. It's just that you're converting, you're burning some of that fat, and you're starting to build muscle weight. So that doesn't convert to lost pounds on the machine. It will over time, but the conversion process is actually might even make you a little heavier because muscle weighs more than fat. But you'll drop two dress sizes, and I think that's more what you're looking for. Well, our life is the same way. Every day that we go out and we contact and invite and add five new contacts to our contact list, you know what? We may not see a sign up this week or next week or this month. But soon that big snowball that you're building is going to start barreling down that like an avalanche, and you'll start getting some signups, and you'll start getting people to do the things that they're getting, you know, starting them as a good business builder. And all of a sudden that momentum that you've built will just trigger and run like the Dickens. But you can't, if you're looking at it occurring today, it's the same as weight loss. It doesn't happen in one day. So the idea of compound effect, if I do this every single day, if I do it every single day, that's what I tell all my new distributors. You want to build this business, then you do this every single day. You don't make an exception to it. You build a plan, and you follow the plan. If you commit to doing five new contacts every day, you do five new contacts every day. And you don't make no excuses. Nothing stops you. You make it happen. Because why? Because your life depends on it. Your life depends on it. I look at people's lifestyles out there, and they're scrapping and scratching for dimes and nickels and dollars and just trying to get by every single month. You know, they're building into orphanages in Brazil, and no one can put $10 towards it because they don't have an extra $10. What is that all about? I feel my heart bleeds for that because I know their mechanisms, like Manitech's a perfect one. If you just put your nose to the grind and you did this day in and day out. Five new contacts. Show the plan 3 to 5 times a week. You know, follow up and close and get them started as new distributors. If you did it over this cycle, over and over, and you go, but Mary Jo, it gets boring after a while, or it's not very productive, or I'm not feeling like I'm effective at it. Well, then get better. Get some training about what are the skills that you're lacking in. But that's what this is, the compound effect of our decisions every day. They make a difference. Whatever you decide today is going to impact the rest of your life. Whatever you decide tomorrow is going to impact the rest of your life. So what can we do something about? The decisions we make today and the ones we make tomorrow and the ones we make thereafter. So compound effect is huge. Understanding the difference between residual income and linear income. Linear income, if I go out there and work hard, I'll earn money. If I work hard, I'll earn money. Residual income is, you know what, I can go on vacation for a month and the check still comes. It's building an income stream, similar to buying real estate, but you don't have to buy real estate. You don't have to worry about toilets not flushing and people getting divorced and dogs biting through the electric cord and all the 101 things real estate ownership produces for us. Manitech is, you know, the checks keep coming. Build the business, the checks keep coming. Nurture your organization. Continue doing what you always want to do. But it's not about, you know, maybe your first couple of years, like I did, it was really pushing myself out of bed, throwing myself out the door, going to Office Depot, talking to people at marketplaces, you know, all this. I still go to shows, home and garden shows, and all, but I go for, because I have fun there as well, but I'm also always interacting with people. Always. Never stops. Never stops. So, because the residual income is so critical to me. So build that residual income. And residual income in MLM is all about one thing, the word duplication. It's duplicating, right? It's a large number of people repeating simple actions consistently, and that's what creates the results. So make sure you focus on that and you really understand that, because I think sometimes that gets away from us, and then we go off on tangents, we get caught up in other things, because there are a lot of different things going on in the network marketing business, but understand the core basics of it. So the power of duplication, you know, I put a chart in here, and all of you guys have seen it more than one time because it's the same chart. It's one of the things that people use in network marketing that I don't like at all, because why would I tell somebody a story about something that never happens, ever? But the reality is, if you look at it, okay, then look, if you're looking at the chart I attached to the outline today, you're all familiar with it. It's a classic concept when you go out there and you're getting somebody involved in network marketing. You want to say, you know what, let me just ask you a question. If you start today, in each business period, each month, let's say, each month of 12 months, you sign up at least one person, and the person that you signed up signs up at least one person. So everybody keeps duplicating themselves, just one person a month in registration. What would the size of your organization be after 12 months? And, of course, the answer is 4,096 people. 4,096 people. Now, if they're each ordering $100, that gives you $409,000 of volume on a monthly basis in your organization in 12 months. If everyone just did one, you sign up one, now two people sign up, one each. Now you have the four people, they sign up one each, becomes eight. The eight people sign one up each, becomes 16. 16 sign up one each, that's 32. You notice what happened. That's called teamwork. That's called duplication. So we know that number is out there, don't we? Why doesn't Mary Jo use it? Because it doesn't work. It's never worked in the history of mankind. No one has ever published a result where this actually worked for them. And it's not that the numbers don't work. What happens is the one that you sign up maybe misses a month or two, and now the numbers get totally skewed. So what? And then maybe somebody never signs up anyone. So the one that you thought you had, so the next month you might try to sign up two to make it back, but you can never lose the numbers that are in the 4,000 that would have come from that one. So it changes the numbers. But the neat thing about it is, let's say you're 80% ineffective, right? 10% would take 400 off of that number. 80% would take 3,200 people off of that 4,000. So you're 80% ineffective. You'd still have 800 people and be presidential director in 12 months if you were 80% ineffective on those numbers. So the idea is duplication works. So you want to, the power of duplication is huge. So it's about us, you know, making sure we're in a duplication mode. And when's the most important time for duplication in your business? And some of you will say, well, Mary Jo, that's when I go out there and prospect. I go, nope. What's clear is the first 30 minutes to an hour after you sign somebody new up who wants to do the business is your most powerful time for duplication in your business, because that's when you're going to have the greatest impact on that person, laying that foundation for them. That's why down in South Africa, what do? The minute they have a sign up, they go over and sit with the person at their house. They help them make their list. They make their first calls with them at their home. They connect with people with them. They're right there hand in hand with the person because they understand this is the most powerful time for me to show duplication. And that's what you do, because that one person could make you a silver presidential or just a presidential, or let you hit executive director in the next 3 months. But if you abandon them and you send them to a website and say, go do this, and expect them to get everything done without holding your hand, there's where you're missing the boat. So you want to hit the ground running with excitement when you start a new person. You want to be there for them, support them. If you can't be present with them physically, you're on the phone, you're doing Skype, you're doing FaceTime, you're doing whatever it is, whatever way method you want to communicate with them, you're with them. You're walking them through, how do we do the business, how does this work, all of those things. That's what you're doing, right? Hit the ground running with excitement. Harness the energy and momentum of a new sign-up. That's what you're doing when you do that. It's a huge opportunity for that duplication, and it also is what? It's an opportunity for you to show them what duplication is. So what happens with them when they sign up their first new person? They're going to do the same thing you did, because that's the power of duplication. Everything you do is going to be duplicated by the new person. And some of you are out there going, well, Mary Jo, I don't even know how to do that. I get it. I get it that some people don't have a clue how to do that. And that's why you've got to get that down pat. Manatech's put together a new Getting Started booklet. It's supposed to be coming out. Is it coming out before Manifest? Yeah. Lydia thinks maybe in the next couple of weeks, by the end of November, we might be seeing it, which would be awesome. But because we've desperately needed that, we've tried many different things in the past. I have my own web page for my team. I have a Getting Started tab on the web page that walks people through all that. I have all of that is on a web page for me. Wendy Kramer has one out there as well. So they're out there. They exist. If you don't have one, tap into Wendy's. Maybe that's a good one for you to use. But the idea is you need something that supports the person. So you want to make sure that you're working smart, not hard. In other words, if you're efficient at this step, your results you'll create once you have the sign-up will be remarkable compared to what you're creating today. Just know that it may be a step that's been lacking for you. And if it has been, then get it in place. Talk to your upline presidential director. Get them to help you put something in place. Because here's the other aspect of it. I want to be really clear with all of you on the call today. I believe the reason so many in North America aren't creating results today is because they don't have things in place that give them a sense of security that they know what to do with a business builder if they even found one. And you know, if that psychology exists for you, you're frozen and you're not going to move forward. You're not going to sign up business builders because we're all attractor factors. If we have a lack of belief in our ability to manage somebody and bring them along, we're going to shut down and we're going to show up that way, and we're not going to attract people who want to do the business. You're your own worst enemy. You're creating your own results without even knowing it. So be confident. Get this step in place. If your upline has a Getting Started, you know, web page or something to support you in that, or you get clear what you're going to do with a brand new business builder when they get started, not if, when they get started, because each of you are capable of finding one. You're capable of finding many. It's just when they get started, am I ready for them? If I'm not, then spend today, tomorrow, this week prepping for that. The checklist that these gals made out, I thought was really good. They called it the checklist that made them a seven-figure associates. And they on their checklist, they had 10 items on their checklist, and I gave you each and every one of those in the outline today. One was purchase a membership and product package. And, of course, for us, that would be getting them on automatic order as well, right? The membership and product package. So they're like, I don't know what company they represent, but they buy a package first, like with Jeunesse you can do it. Some of the other companies, you can buy the package and then buy the products afterwards. It's not all part of one package. So, but that's what they do it. Ours is the membership and the products come together. So number two, sign up for the companies and team support system. What does that mean? The company has a support system for every new associate. So make sure you're aware of that, what's available for them, and tap them into it. Like as soon as that new booklet comes out, you'll have that to get in their hands so that they'll have a Getting Started booklet. Also, your team support system, whatever team you're on. If you're on the Kramer team or you're on the Hilliker team, whatever team you're on has its own support system. So have that right there, ready to roll, that you know exactly where it is, you know how to manage it, you know how it works, and you work with that person with them and get them signed up and in it. They want to be immersed in it. And don't let them get away with not doing it. Lack of discipline is the destruction. It's a destruction. Procrastination is one of those greatest evils. It's called, you can procrastinate your whole life away. Choice. But why not make the other choice? It probably will end up more effective for you. In fact, it most assuredly would. So the idea is that you want to get this done and get it done now. Don't procrastinate. Don't let them be procrastinators. You're in their life for a reason, and that's to help them secure their future, right? Complete their reason why. We talk about that a lot. We know that one. Set a short-term goal. We do goal setting short-term for the most part. I try to do a balanced short-term goal in many areas, but if you start with just what do you want to accomplish in this business right out of the gate? How fast do you want to make it, $300, a couple hundred dollars? How fast do you want to wait until your products are free? And most people say, I want them free next month. I go, great, so let's make it happen. What does that mean? They get regional director. They find four all-stars. They find three all-stars and a few consumers. There's many formulas to get there, but it's about getting right, with the right distribution, 65-35, no more than 65% coming from one leg, bingo, their regional director. So set their goals. Help them set goals. make their list. And, of course, we make a list of 100. The one that was in the outline was make a list of top 20 contacts. That's a way to get started, but I always require people to make a list of at least 100 names. I don't even want to start working with them if they can't come up with 100 names. Everybody can come up with 100 names. All you have to do is ask them, you know, what do they do in their life? What activities they're involved in? And right away you're going to find 100 names. Easy. Call 3 people on their list immediately, like first day, second day. You want them calling people immediately. Why? Get out of their comfort zone. Understand it's that easy. You don't have to think about it, dream about it, wait for 6 months before you know everything. It can happen right now. Another reason why South Africans go to their house and start working with them just like that. First day, bingo, we're there. Create or commit to having an event within 7 days, a home party, a private business reception, a private conference call, whatever that might look like for you, a public event that you attend in your area, if there's a public event, you get them on, you have a group meeting at your house and plug in Tuesday Night Live, whatever it is, or you have a group meeting at your house and you plug in a video of somebody doing a Tuesday Night Live, whatever that might be for you, or you do one in your upline, crossline, somebody else's home, whatever it looks like. Have events. Register for the next major event. Manifest is coming up. You got to be there. Educate expectations and make long-term commitment. That's crucial. What is educate expectations and make long-term commitment? I think it's really important for all of us to do what? I think it's really important for all of us to make sure that our new associates that are coming on board understand that everybody's not going to say yes to them. Right? You want to make sure that they understand that they don't have an expectation that tomorrow they're going to be presidential director. You want them to commit to a long term. You want them to commit to 2 to 5 years of consistent effort because you don't want to lose people 5 days after they get started. It's about consistent effort. You want to make sure they're a product of the product. You want to make sure that you can even draw the circle. Describe to them the looking zone. That's why I teach and train that. And when I teach the four core, I love to put the looking zone out there. So people understand that, you know, some people you come across aren't going to be looking. Because a brand new person that's never done this before is going to step into it and they're going to think, oh my gosh, Sarah said no to me, wah, 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 wah. And they become whiny and they have excuses now why it's not going to work for them. Oh my gosh. Because the person who signed them up didn't get them prepared for the fact that they're going to be people that aren't in the looking zone. Or draw the circle that shows that 25% of people don't even want to hear about it. They have no interest in ever doing anything different. And you're down to looking for those 15%. So that means 1 to 2 out of every 10 do we have great expectations about. You might sign up more, especially if they're people you know or family, but might be the opposite for you because you've already tried to tap into them for 8 other network marketing companies. So the idea is that, you know, be realistic and make sure this is trained and their expectations are trained. And because and let them know they're going to hit times where their head against the wall, they're going to want to quit. You can talk about times you wanted to quit. I do that. I mean, there were times when I was ready to hang my shingle back up and start practicing law again. It was a lot easier to practice law than to do network marketing. Why? Some of you go, no, not possible, Mary Jo. Well, because if you had to start over and get your education and go to law school and do all that, perhaps it's not. But I already had all of that. I could hang a shingle out and practice law in 1 minute. I'm still doing a lot of pro bono work for people. And I enjoy it because I have the expertise in it. So for me, it was easier. I had no expertise in network marketing. It was like Greek to me. So I had to learn it. So the idea is don't, you'll want to quit. Understand that urge is going to come. But again, this is where that, remember what I told you about? You're taking a 40-year career and trying to condense it in 2 to 5 years. So frustration will come. It's overcoming it is what makes you who you are. Attend every weekly major event. Stay in touch with your sponsor every day. That's what you want to do when you're educate expectations and help them make their long-term commitment. Make sure they know to be in touch with you every single day. And make an investment in their personal development every day. Every day, yeah. So you get this list, your checklist of activities, and you make sure that you go over this with them and they understand it. I think it's a great checklist. It augmented the one that I was using. So that's another reason I liked what I read. But is this important that we get these new distributors started right? I think it's critical, and I think it's a missing link in so much of what we do today. And it's also because it's not readily available for everybody, and they don't understand it. People who've chosen not to understand it, they get have a hard time signing up people in the business because they don't know what to do with them. So if you are one of those people, raise your hand. I can't see it out there, but I know you're out there. And then get this right. Get it down pat. Make some forms for yourself. Have it down, ready to go, so there's no doubt about it. Okay? So that's getting a new distributor, starting a new distributor right. The next week, which is week number 6, is called Never-Ending Improvement. And this is another X factor that many of us miss. All of us, you know, inside all of us is a need to improve in order for us to achieve the results available in network marketing. I loved it when I was in South Africa again, when they made the comment that they said, the person you are today is not going to be the same person you'll be when you're making $250,000 a year with Manatech. How many of us on the phone can raise our hands to that one, right? Because we realize there are a lot of shortcomings that we have that are holding us back from even having the capacity to earn that kind of income. Perhaps communication skills, listening skills, perhaps just education on the core skills. You know, there are many things. But we need to look at ourselves, take a hard look at ourselves and say, what is it about me? What are things that are holding, what are programs running our lives that are holding us back? I had plenty. I was huge in this. I mean, I was driven to success, overcoming some of those, but I was stuck. I was going to fail. I was looking around. I didn't create leaders in my organization. So it was like, okay, what do I need to do to shift so I create leaders around me? So we have to draw. There's a Kaizen is a great word. It means change for the better, and it's a Japanese concept. It came from the Japanese where we strive for improvement no matter what, and it's not about making huge changes. It's making the simple changes, making small little changes. So Kaizen is the practice of continuous improvement. I believe in it today. I've believed in it every day of my life since I opened my eyes to this concept. It was key to Japan's competitive success they had back in the 80s. So what it is, it's about, it's continuous improvement based on certain guiding principles. Good processes bring good results. So have good processes in your life around your Manatech business. Don't just shoot from the hip and do it when you feel like it. Build up processes. I try, and people go, well, Mary Jo, I can't do it full-time. I can only do it. I go, great. Then every week you start off with one of these calendars, and you block out, what is my Manatech time? And during those hours that are Manatech time, you dedicate full out to Manatech. No interruptions. Right? So that's a process. But those are the kind of processes you have to put place in your life for good results. You know, you've got to be able to, you know, manage the facts, speak with the data, take action to contain and correct root causes of problems, whatever's out there. Work as a team. Always have teamwork. That's part of Kaizen. Practice a continuous improvement, working as a team. It's all of these principles are critical to create big results after many small changes accumulated over time. That's what creates big results. So that's where we need to be, right? Buckminster Fuller has a great idea too. Buckminster Fuller. It's be, do, have, and this is one of my favorites. I love this concept because, you know, I grew up in an environment, and a lot of you did too, perhaps with the people that were in the Depression era, and they kept saying, do, work, work, work. Well, that's what I had. I never forget growing up. Work really hard. Don't date. You know, go to college, get a good job, and then you'll be set for life. That's all my parents. That was their driving force in them. Work, you know, go to college, get a good job, your life will be set. On and on and on. They were so concerned, probably as every parent is, that they want their child to work out. They want a child to have the life of their dreams. That's our number one, right? Our number one concept is that we pray that our children get to live the life of their dreams. But it wasn't about do. And that's what my parents emphasized all the time. Work, 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 work. Get good grades. I mean, I came home in sixth grade with a B on my report card. It was the first B I ever got. Everything else was straight A's, like my three brothers and sisters above me, and all 1 year apart, mind you. And there was a B on my report card, and it was like my parents looked at me and they said, "What's wrong? What happened?" I mean, can't you be happy about the other six A's? You know, so I couldn't say that. But, I mean, it was crazy. It was, but they, you know, the working on the B is where you need to be, because if you work on the do, you can have. But you'll end up like Donald Trump, some of the other guys in this world that have been billionaires and bankrupt, you know, in cycles. Because what's most important is to have the beingness. Creating change in our us to build the life of our dreams. Looking at you internally, what needs to shift for me to achieve success? And success is not defined in dollars. It's defined in many ways. But success is not defined that I'm scraping and scratching for dollars every hour of every day as I live. That's not success. So do dollars play a part in it? I will say absolutely yes. Some people go, "Well, Mother Teresa was always totally poor." I said, yes, but she had a mechanism in her foundation where she raised millions of dollars that allowed her to do everything she dreamt of in her life. She didn't need it for herself personally, but she wouldn't have been able to accomplish what she did without the millions of dollars they raised in her foundation. So there was a mechanism for her as well. But her beingness was really clear first. And once you create that beingness, that's what you got to work on, is that beingness. Then the actions you do will create the have, right? So you can create what you want in life. But you got to start with the most foundational core aspect of this formula, which is be. Be, do, have. It's not do, have, be. People say, well, if I just work really hard and make all this money, then I can become this person. And you go, no, you got it backwards. Become the person. Then work really hard and you'll have endless resources. So we have to be willing, when we talk about change in our life, what do we have to be willing to be? We have to be willing to be uncomfortable. We have to be willing to make changes. Do something we need to be willing to go through personal and professional development. Go to make an investment of our money and time. These kids that did this program, the Pajama University or whatever they call it, Pajama Bosses Results Academy, I mean, they were spending a ton of their money they were making, reinvesting in themselves constantly for self-development trainings, going out to events, making sure they were reading tons of books, good books. It was a constant growth process. I never stop. I continue to read. I'm in the midst of a Bible study right now with a new book. I'm also reading two other books that are on my desk. It never ends because there's so much education out there. There's so much for me to learn to try to be the best I can be and work on that. Work on that beingness all the time. So, and it's the beingness that will help you get further in life, because without the change, why do you think things are going to be different? So change is the only certainty. It's just, how is that change going to happen, right? We need to improve in order to experience the results in this industry. Areas of personal and professional development, there are plenty of areas, and we just listed some of them on the outline: spiritual, life partner, whoever that might be for you, family, health, friends, money, career, leisure, all of them. All of these areas. And you know what's so amazing about this concept of change? As we grow and as we change in any one of these individual areas, there's a synergy that exists to help support the other areas. It's pretty remarkable how that happens. So it's not just about one area. It's about creating change in yourself so that you impact all these areas of your life. So you want to make sure that you're investing that time and energy around it. How can I have a better marriage? Well, go ahead, we'll get some help from somebody who's a professional in the arena. Read some good books about it. Spend more time. I always tell people the number one thing that I can give any couple that wants to work on their relationship is just spend more time together. Because people today, their lives are so busy, packed with 100,000 different things. If you want to build a better relationship with your team members, leaders in your organization, spend more time with them. One of my funnest times of my week is Monday night, 9 o'clock. I have a leadership call. It's a blast. I love doing it. I love being there, be with. I love to hear their feedback on their week and celebrate with them and their victories. I love all of that. It's all critically important. It's fun to hear people talk about, I had 30% growth in my business last month. Oh, I mean, that's awesome, right? It's awesome. And just be there to support them and love them. But it's about, you know, it's really about focusing on your people and being a part, spending more time with people you love if you want to have better relationship. Okay, let's talk about focusing on building skills, right? You know, we have to take action to learn the most important skills. And I told everybody, I think I told you this when I did my last training out in Lubbock, I told everybody, I said, unless you feel like you're a professional builder of contact lists, unless you feel like you're a professional contact and invite person, unless you feel like you're a professional presenter, and unless you feel like you're a professional follow-up person, spend time learning. Become great at those four core skills because they make or break you in this business. Right? Or starting a new business builder as well. You need to learn those skills. But they're all about spending time developing great skills. That's what you want to do because if you just run without developing the skill, you're hit and miss on your success rate. If you become professional at it and you have the language down and you know how to communicate with people, now guess what happens? All of a sudden your numbers and the responsiveness you get are off the charts compared to what they were before. And you wonder what's different. I'll tell you, you are different. You've chosen to shift and do things differently, more effectively. You've learned to be a better listener, right? And as I said earlier, invest 20% of what you earn into learning skills. In other words, self-development, good books, Clemmer work. I love Clemmer work, and I keep sending people there all the time. We just had a bunch more go in Minneapolis, and they're doing awesome. All of these things, audios, videos, all the things that you can invest in to improve you. And take 20% of your income and put that into investing in you. And if you're not making very much income, then invest 2,000% of your income and invest it in you. Because you want to make that investment because, remember, you're working on the beingness. Be, do, have. Be, do, have. Foundation core concept. Be, do, have. Work on your communication skills. Always. Great listeners are critically important, and we talked about that again because a lot of people, I was a horrible listener. How do we learn how to listen? We learn how to listen from our parents. If your parents were poor listeners, like my mother was horrible listener all her life. In fact, she was so bad, if you were in the midst of a conversation with her, she would just talk over you until you paid attention to what she was saying instead of talking yourself. She didn't believe in that. She believed conversation was a one-way street. And if you asked her a question, she wouldn't even hear you. There wasn't a listening skill that even, a listening concept that existed. Well, when you're around that for 18 years of your life, you can imagine the influence and impact it has on you. It's what you know. You may not understand why you're not very effective with certain people, but you tend to do what? Blame it on the other person versus saying, how can I be more effective? So, especially if you've been, you know, successful in what you've been doing. So, if you're not successful in what you're doing and then it happens, then it's more likely that you're going to take action to change it. So communication skills, critical. Saving for long-term freedom as well. As, you know, the tithing concept, it's tithe 10% to the church and 10% you tuck away. And then, you know what, in 10, 15 years, you'll be amazed at what you've created. The little nut, the little, you know, storage of nuts that you've collected that have grown magnanimously. It's incredible what happens. So, but it's the idea of save. Just build it into who you are. Build a savings account. Make it part of who you are. I don't care if you get paid less than 1% right now. You can find an investment later, but start building. Just build it as a habit. Next, she had no excuse mindset. This was critical because a lot of people are excuse mongers out there. You're familiar with it. You know, and the no excuse, it's important for us to get rid of the no excuse mentality. I mean, absorb the no excuse mentality and get rid of excuses. Because excuses invalidate you. We invalidate our own success by making excuses. So take ownership. Because you'll hear people in your organization, and the favorite word is but. I could be successful, but I'm not like you. But I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. But I don't speak well enough. But I don't do this. But. Anytime there's a but, it's like get off your butt. In fact, there's a great speaker out there doing a talk on get off your butt. Yeah. Quit the buts. Choose no excuse mindset. for anything, no matter what, because all you're doing is invalidating yourself. So take ownership. You're responsible, so you're also responsible to change. So instead of saying, I can't do that, say, how can I do this? And come up with a way. You're creative. You're able to create anything. Just choose it. Come from creating instead of from excuses. So take ownership. Be grateful. Every single day, be grateful. Every single day. It'll help totally change your positive mental attitude. Every single day, wake up. What are you grateful for? Go to bed. What are you grateful for? And you can even take your goals that you set and you go, I'm grateful for being national director, even if you're not national director. I'm grateful for being national director at Manifest 2016. Become grateful for that right now if that's a goal of yours. Set your goals up to be grateful for them and put a future date. Not that in the future you go, I'm grateful for being, use present tense, national director, on or before Manifest 2016. Be grateful. Power of now. That's a huge one. You know, there's a good book out there by Edgar Toll, Live in the Moment. You can do it now to make a difference. No, and what are we getting? What are we fighting with the power of now? The word procrastination. That'll kill you. Rule 4, choose to be rich instead of being right. Become a good student and you'll be rich. Hold on to your self-righteousness and you'll be poor. And 5, always be positive. Always. See the positive side in every situation. We were just talking about Romans 8:28 all the time. Even in when I looked at the death of my grandson, many of you know my grandson died in a swimming pool accident, my 4-year-old, in August. And it was an unbelievable trauma in my life, but more so in my stepdaughter and her husband and the 2 siblings, right? But what good came out of it? How do we take that and be positive? We had a Paxton run. We raised money to do 18 different things. 5 of his organs were donated. There was a child in Chicago that was about to be taken off of the life support system for a heart, and Packy's heart is now in that child beating. And the doctor said, usually when they transplant a heart, they have to do something, like use paddles or something to trigger it to start beating. His heart started beating immediately without any trigger. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. It gives you goosebumps, right? There's greatness in anything. So if you can find positive in the drowning of a 4-year-old child, that's your grandson, trust me, you're on your path, right? Focus on results, not excuses, and focus on positive, not negative. Time is your asset, so use it effectively. Find the 5 top high-leverage activities in your business. All of you know what that is related to recruiting and support, right? What are the 5 top HLA? And that's what you spend your time on. What are the 5 recharge and re-energize activities? What recharges you? For me, Bible study recharges me. For me, exercise recharges me. For me, working in my garden recharges me. Find what your 5 activities are. Make sure you're building those into your day so you get recharged. You don't have to work Manitech 24 hours a day. You just have to work at 22, so you have 2 extra. I'm just kidding. Yeah. You don't have to work Manitech at all if it's your choice. But whatever hours you have, build in recharge moments. So you get recharged and helps rebuild your positivity, right? Outsource, delegate everything else. If you have a house cleaner, get rid of it. Hire somebody to do your house cleaning. And you go, but I can't afford it. Then go build your Manitech business so you can afford it because you hate to clean the house, right? It's monotonous. Anything that I have to do that I have to do day, every single month, every single year, it drives me nuts. I hate maintaining status quo. I only like to grow and build things. So, all right, so you got down, time is your asset. Who do you spend most of your time with? 3 suggestions she made. Have a mentor. Always have a mentor in your life. 2, create better relationships with your leaders. In other words, she suggests that we spend time with our top 20% producers. So, in other words, look at all your producers, take out the top 20%. Those are the people you spend time with. Avoid dragging yourself down by dealing with people that aren't going anywhere anytime too soon, right? And create more opportunities to meet new people every single day of your life. Letting go is the next concept. I only have a couple left and we'll be done, people. Letting go, moving forward and creating a vacuum, that's the experience you want to have. So what experience in your life don't you want to repeat? You can make a whole laundry list. In fact, this is a great exercise. If you want to get off the call today, take a sheet of paper. Write down those things. Anything in your brain, anything in your subconscious that you can pull out that's stopping you today. What happened that was negative in your life that you keep bringing up and reflashing and working through that over and over again? What are you doing? What are those things that are draining you? Write them on a sheet of paper and have a burning exercise. Light a match to them. Put them in the garbage. You're done. After the flame is out, you're done. Destroy them. Go through a physical activity to get rid of them in your life. You'll be amazed at what a difference it makes. So you let go. You want to set up new behavioral patterns, new habits, all these things to change. Great books out there, Slight Edge, Compound, all that, right? And what emotional additions are you letting go of that are responsible for your dis-ease today? What drama is in your life today? Get rid of it. Drama is deadly. If you're in a drama queen or somebody refers to you as a drama queen or king, find it, get rid of it, destroy it, never see it again. Stop it. And stop being a victim. No one else did anything to you. Really. Step into a new viewpoint of responsible. Not that you're responsible for a rape or other terrible things that could have happened to you, but you can look at the review point and change your viewpoint around it, and you'll be amazed at the power it gives you. I've helped so many people move on from bad events in their life just by helping them with this concept of viewpoint. It's just a viewpoint. I'm not minimizing the horrific event that happened in your life. I'm just trying to help you move forward. It's a viewpoint. What can you do more for yourself? Set aside time to dream. These are three criticals. Dream, meditate, reflect. You always want to do that. Whatever gets you inspired and re-energized, stay true to your vision. So spend time for yourself on that. Put your health as a top priority, which we all do, and do something new for the first time. Learn something new, create a new adventure, a new experience. That'll just re-enliven you to believe, yes, I can do this. I can learn new things. I don't care if I'm 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. I can learn new things. So do something for the first time. Learn something new. It'll be exhilarating to you. So you get it? You're the center. Exercise and eat healthy every day. 30 minutes of personal development every day. Reflect, dream, recharge daily. You got it. That's it. Okay, so we're ready. Transform your business. First, what do we need to transform? Ourselves. So hopefully a lot of this helps you in driving you to a new level of beingness in the be, do, have, as well as instructional on what you need, those five things you need, contact, invite, show the plan, follow up and close. And what's the fifth one? How do I start my new business builder? Core critical strategies, skills you need in your life to get this business. But they're not 25, they're five. So get them down, and you'll be terrific. Okay, any last-minute comments, questions before we go? Okay, everyone. Everybody, have a great week. Get out there and make things happen, and we'll talk to you next Monday. It'll be our last call on these 8 weeks to transform your business in 8 weeks, and that's what we're talking about. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.